For Christmas, a child would hope to get a lot of what?
What?
For Christmas, a little child would hope to get a lot of what?
Santa Claus.
Yeah, but what are the things that children like to play with that they want for Christmas? What's one word that means all kinds of things that children like to play with?
Well, I don't, can't name them all.
Well, now, that's just, there's one word that covers all of it. What I'm thinking about is something like play toy or play pretty or something like that.
Yeah, I would say that. One word to cover it all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So which one of those words would you use? Yeah, I'll ask the question again, and then you can, I'll let you fill it in. For Christmas, a child would hope to get a lot of...
things for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
But play toys.
Yeah. Would you say play toys? Is that the way you'd express it? See, what I'm interested in is how you would say this.
Yeah, I didn't say play. Well, I would say things for Christmas.
You wouldn't say toys?
No.
Okay. Now, let's see. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might say, well, you might ask me, now this, you know, this sort of changes now. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been? If we're talking about the word climbing, you ask me, has that tree ever been?
Climbed?
Mm-hmm. And I might answer, yes, yesterday a boy... What, the tree? A boy?
What?
Now, we're still talking about climbing trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, yeah, yesterday a boy...
climbed that tree.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask me, has that bell been... what today? Has that bell been...
ring today?
And I might answer, yes, this morning somebody...
rang it this morning.
Good. If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask me, has the sun
rose this morning?
And I might tell you, yes, at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun...
goes down?
No. At 6 o'clock this morning,
the sun rose?
Good. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask me, has that horse ever been...
rode?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone...
rode him.
Good. If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has that stump been... talking about dragging. Say, has that stump been what out of the field yet?
I would say uprooted.
Well, if you want to, if you're going to use the word dragging, though,
uh-huh,
you'd say, has the stump been...
dragged out the way.
Good.
Yeah.
And I might say, yeah, yesterday someone...
drug it out.
Good. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask me, has that work already been...
done?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone...
done it.
Good. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, has all the coffee been...
made?
I'm talking about drinking. Has all the coffee been...
dranked up?
And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago, somebody... we're still talking about drinking. A few minutes ago, somebody... what, it all...
drank the last cup.
Okay, that's fun. If we were talking about eating apples, where it is eating now, you might ask me, have all the apples been... where it is eating. Have all the apples been...
yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And I might answer, yeah, yesterday somebody...
had them all up.
Fine.